You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Today I'm going to have a follow-up on the last show. The last show dealt with the problem of illegal immigration. And I emphasize that one of the things, a trap that both Democrats and Republicans, and it's mainly Republicans, as well as some talk show hosts are falling into, is to fall for the big lie that there are only 11 million illegal aliens in this country. Notice I didn't call them undocumented workers. I didn't call them illegal immigrants, because there's no such thing as an illegal immigrant. If you're an immigrant, you're here legally. In other words, we have a process in place that if you want to come to the United States, you apply, and guess what? You get in a line, and that line is very long, and usually it takes many years, as well as the submission of a lot of documents and information and references from Americans as well as other people to get in the country. It's a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege to be a U.S. citizen. Unless you fortunate enough to be the son or daughter of American citizens, you have to apply. It's just like if you want to go to college, they don't let you in. You don't walk in and sit in the classroom. You got to apply. And guess what? Many people are never accepted. Why are they not accepted? They have poor grades. They have poor grades. They can't afford the tuition, or they did poorly on the SAT test. There are a lot of reasons why people don't get into college, and that's a good way to look at it. Think of colleges as countries, and you have to apply to a college to get in. If you want to immigrate to another country, you have to apply. There are certain procedures that every government have. Now, there are some countries that frankly don't want any immigrants, period. The United States is the most liberal or most generous country in terms of welcoming immigrants. The emphasis, though, is on legal immigrants, people who get in line, follow the procedures, and after a lengthy process, ultimately become U.S. citizens. And that's what I favor, and that's what the majority of the American people favor. I'm not against immigration. As a matter of fact, I favor immigration. Really, the only debate amongst the American people regarding legal immigration is how many legal immigrants should be allowed into the country every year. And that normally ranges from zero to about a million. And I would say the majority of Americans, it's somewhere in the middle. And as I said in my last show, I think we should tie legal immigration to the level of unemployment as measured by the Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor Statistics, U3 rate. In other words, when the economy is near full employment, which I define as 3% or less, then we can allow the maximum number of legal immigrants into the country. My own opinion, that should be about 500,000. Likewise, if we have unemployment rates above 6%, like we do right now, the unemployment rate, the U3 rate, also called the headline rate that you hear in the news, is currently at 6.7%. So when the unemployment rate is above 6%, then we should allow only 250,000. And I try to put in context for over 120 years, the United States, the number of legal immigrants, we're not talking illegal at all here, the number of legal immigrants on average per year was 250,000. And that's what I'm trying to say when we have a situation of high unemployment, which we do right now. The unemployment rate has been above 6% for the entire administration, 5 years of the Barack Obama presidency. And because of that, if I were running the show, which I'm not, we would allow 250,000 people in. What do you think we're allowing today in terms of legal immigration? Ladies and gentlemen, it's over a million people a year. That is the most generous number in the entire world, bar any other country. You see, the world's population today is over 7 billion people. 7 billion. And we're allowing only 1 million. And I think that's more than generous. I think it's too high because, really, the American people were never consulted on this. Because if they knew the facts, they would not be in favor of legal immigration of a million. I think it's fair to say that the overwhelming majority of the American people, while they favor legal immigration, they want it limited and controlled. Limited and controlled. How limited? That is going to vary from individual to individual. There are some people that don't want both legal and illegal immigration stopped and no, zero immigration. I'm not in that camp, but there are people that believe that. And I know why. It's because of the persistently high unemployment rates. Because when we allow people to come into the country, we don't want them to be dependent on the government. We don't want them to be dependent on welfare. We're looking for hard workers, preferably people that are intelligent, are educated, and can make significant contributions to our country. So throughout our entire history, up until really recently, the number of people allowed in the country was typically, the average was 250,000. It is only really since the 90s that it's really been over 500,000. And it's only really been recently that it's been over a million. Most Americans, I think I just stated my position. Mine's a little bit more sophisticated because I'm tying it to the unemployment rate. But if you just ask people, well, how many legal immigrants should the United States allow in each year, you'll get answers like 100,000, 250,000, 500,000. Some will say 600,000 or 700,000. Very, very few will say a million. There are some. And who are they? They're the professional politicians of both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and the special interests, mainly the large corporations in this country, that are looking for a cheap labor force. Now, a key point is I favor, as do most Americans, legal immigration. However, the overwhelming majority, including me, do not want any illegal aliens in the country. We want enforcement of existing immigration law. And existing immigration law, it is a crime if you enter this country without presenting your papers. In other words, your passport, visa, and medical records. Any country, to protect its sovereignty, doesn't let anyone that just wants to walk in into the country. What is happening? You've got two major flows or channels of illegal immigration. The one that's really not talked about, and I need to highlight here, is you have people that come to the country legally on a visa, and these can be students, and many of them are students, as well as business. People come to the United States to engage in business. Most of those go home, but not all of them. And then you have tourists. Now, what happens is the visa is usually for a period of time. For example, 3 months, 6 months, even a year. But you have to go to the consulate or embassy in the country that where you live and ask for a visa. And after questioning you, someone in the State Department, usually a consular officer, either is going to give you a visa or is not going to give you a visa for various reasons. You could have a criminal record. You could be on a watch list. You could be a terrorist. They're not going to let you into the country. They're not going to give you a visa. However, if you have a legitimate reason to come to the country, let's say to go to college, in most cases, they will give you a visa. Now, what happens is they come to the United States. Let's take the example, since we're on a college campus. They attend Richland College. And let's say after they're complete 2 years of Richland College, they go to a four-year university, a so-called senior university, and they complete their degree. They get a bachelor's degree in whatever subject. Then some of them obey the law and return to their country of origin. No problem there. They were given a visa for a period of time. They renewed that visa. However, at some date certain, they're required to go home. Not very hard to understand. What happens, though? Many of them do not go home. They stay here and work And that's where the problem begins, because that in and of itself is a crime. It's a felony. You do not have the legal status to work in the United States. And the reason for that is you're competing for jobs with American citizens. Remember, citizenship is a right. And only if you are the children of American citizens are you granted that right as a matter of birth. See, I don't believe in the fact that you can come to this country, have a baby, and the baby is automatically a U.S. citizen. That's not how it works in any other country. With the one exception is some people in the United States thinks that's how it should work. No. If you're here illegally for whatever reason, no matter how you came, whether you overstayed your visa, and many of the people that overstayed their visas, they either fly in or take a ship. Most people are flying into the United States, and they present their papers to the immigration officer who inspects their passport and inspects their visa. And if they're required to have medical records, such as immunization records, they look at that as well. And they do some checking to make sure you're not on some watch list, that you're not a terrorist or criminal. And that's what the United States does, and that's what any country does. You can't just walk in, because when you walk in and don't follow the proper procedures, you're committing a crime. It's a misdemeanor. And that's the law, folks. And what the American people are insisting on in terms of immigration is that the laws, existing laws, be enforced. And if it's determined that you're here illegally, you should be deported immediately. It might take a couple of days to process you, but that is what should happen. You should be removed from wherever you're at, place of employment or home, and then deported to your country of origin. That is the law of the land, and that is what the American people are insisting on for two reasons. For those who apply properly through legal channels, in other words, they're immigrants legally, it is manifestly unfair to let illegal immigrants stay in the country. But more importantly, it is manifestly not only unfair, but I think economic suicide to hurt your American citizens, your workers, your employees that have the legal status as the fact that they were born in the United States to American citizens. Now, that's just the background. But the key number that you'll hear over and over and over again, it's a propaganda number, folks. Because I will say right up front, I do not know how many illegal aliens are here. But let me tell you what I do know. And this is based on people that have talked to our Border Patrol. They will tell you that for every illegal alien that they apprehend, anywhere from 3 to 7 illegals get in the country. Real conservatively, it's about 3. But most of them will tell you it's 4 to 5 or more. And that number has been running around 1 million actual apprehensions. It's going to vary from day to day, month to month, year to year. But apprehensions are around 1 million. And that's from where? Primarily crossing in from going across the Mexican-U.S. border. Not entirely, because people are turned away that come here, for example, fly in and don't have the proper paperwork. They don't have a visa, or their paperwork's not in order. Either the passport is suspicious, they don't have a visa, or they don't have the proper medical records, or they have a criminal record, or they're on a watch list. So they're apprehended and detained and deported. And that's the way it should be, and that's the law. And all I'm asking for, as well as the majority of American people are asking for, is that you vigorously enforce existing immigration law. And that is the responsibility of the federal government, and under the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security, specifically ICE, which stands for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And also the Border Patrol that actually patrols the border. That's all background. I'm leading up to something. There is a move afoot, both by the Democratic Party as well as some segments of the Republican Party, largely the leadership both in the House and Senate, to pass a so-called comprehensive immigration bill. Now, why am I and most Americans against it? The 11 million figure is a lie. Realistically, given I'll give a broad range of estimates, it's somewhere between 30 million and 50 million. I take the middle of that range, around 40 million plus. It's not 11 million. Now, why do they keep saying we have to give a path to citizenship or pathway or amnesty for the 11 million illegal, they don't call them illegal aliens, but technically that is the correct term. They'll say undocumented workers. Why? Well, if you're a Democratic Party member and want to keep power, the reason why this is one of their top three or four issues is they know if they can get past a comprehensive immigration bill that at some point in time will grant citizenship to all the illegal aliens that are currently in the country, what's going to happen? You know, whether that number is 30 million, 40 million, or 50 million, what is going to happen? And I'm basing this on past, for example, presidential elections. The Democratic Party knows they will get somewhere between 60% on the low end and 75% on the high end will become members of the Democratic Party. In other words, they'll register as Democrats, and most of them will vote for Democrat candidates. That's why they're pushing it. You don't have to be a genius to understand that. And let's take the worst case for a minute. Let's say it's not 30 million. It's certainly not 11 million. It's not 30 million. It's not 40 million. Let's say in 10 years, 50 million illegal aliens after 10 years get citizenship. I think it would be sooner, but say 10 years, 50 million illegal aliens get citizenship. Minimum, the Democratic Party would get about 60% in terms of actually registering. That is 30 million voters. I really think they could get as much as 75%, but let's say on average it's 70%. That's 35 million voters. Now, the rest will probably go to the Republican Party, not all of them, but by at least a ratio of 2-1, they're going to become Democratic voters. And once this happens, the Democratic Party will have a lock on both the House of Representatives and the Senate and the presidency for years, decades. And how would they do that? By rewarding criminal behavior. By rewarding criminal behavior. Is this fair? Is this just? Absolutely not. They're big on social justice. I think that's nonsense. But is it fair to the American worker, the American citizens? Absolutely not. Is it fair to the legal immigrants that get in line? No, absolutely not. But that is what the Democratic Party wants to do. It wants to reward criminal behavior. Because it is a crime to enter the United States illegally. It is a crime to then get documents, fraudulent documents, so you can get a job. That is a felony. And the third crime is working here illegally. So that's three crimes. And now they're demanding that these illegal aliens get citizenship. My answer to that is absolutely not. I will oppose any candidate, Republican, Democrat, socialist, whatever party, libertarian, that wants to give citizenship to illegal aliens. Because, like I said, what the overwhelming majority of the American people, whether Democrats, Republicans, liberal, conservatives, socialists, communists, libertarian, you name it, there have been polls after polls, and they adamantly are against illegal immigration. Now, tonight, the president is going to give the State of the Union address. And there have been a number of jokes. And I'm sure you've heard these drinking games where if whoever is talking says a word, you got to take a shot of whiskey. Now, if you want to get smashing drunk, take a shot every time he uses the word equality and fair or fairness. I think after the State of the Union address, you'll be smashed. Now, if you're like me, I don't drink alcoholic beverages. I once did. I just haven't had it in at least 30 years. I gave it up. I didn't have a problem. I just gave it up. But you're free to choose what you put into your body, whether it's alcohol, drugs, or food, Remember, I'm a libertarian. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. So let's say you don't drink. Well, and you want to play the game, what word should you select? And you'll probably go the entire speech without taking one drink. I don't think President Obama is going to mention the state of Wisconsin. Why? Repeatedly, the Democrats have tried to unseat the duly elected governor of Wisconsin. They have failed. And they're continuing to fail. They've invested a lot of political capital and money in Wisconsin to try to defeat not only the governor, but also people in the state Senate and legislature. So I don't think the president is going to say Wisconsin. So I think that's a very, very safe. If you don't drink, but you have to come up with a word, say, well, if the president says Wisconsin, I'll take a sip of wine. I think you're going to be very, very sober at the end of the night. I don't think you're going to have to raise your glass at all. What I'm hearing is part of this speech. Well, one thing I think is almost a slam dunk. He's going to propose an increase of the minimum wage. All that, and the reason why, that is really that's a payback to the unions. Because who benefits the most from an increase in the minimum wage? Those are the unions. Those are the ones that usually push for the increase of the minimum wage, not because their union members are earning the minimum wage. Almost all of them, if not all of them, earn above the minimum wage. But when the minimum wage goes up, what happens? There's a major push to increase the entire wage and salary structure for union members. They're the big pushing of increasing the minimum wage. In the past, it was used to discriminate against blacks. And that's just a fact. And it's going on today. But who really gets penalized and hurt by an increase in the minimum wage? I'll tell you. It's the unskilled, inexperienced worker. It's primarily the young, teenagers and people in their early 20s. And almost every time we've had an increase of the minimum wage, not all times, but almost every time, what has happened? The unemployment rate, especially the teenage unemployment rate, has gone up. It's over 20% today. It's been over 20% every single day the president has been in office. It has hurt young people. It has especially hurt young black and Hispanic citizens who can't find jobs. Yet our president is going to make the case for increasing the minimum wage. I think that is a sure bet. I will be stunned if he doesn't propose it. I'm not sure what the exact number is. It's probably $9 and change. Now, I went through a short example yesterday. Let's say, and here's what you need to understand. A very small percent of the entire labor force actually earns the minimum wage. It's less than 3%. And the reason is very, very simple. If I'm an employer and I don't know your skill sets, I know nothing about you, I take a risk to hire you even at the minimum wage. Now, if you are a hard worker, you show up on time, you work hard, you learn on the job, it's only common sense to understand, what is the employer going to do? He wants to keep you. And how is he going to keep you? He's going to raise your wage. Because whether it's 6 months or a year, he's going to know, listen, this gentleman or lady comes in on time. They're presentable. They're courteous to the customer. They do their job. I want to keep them. Remember, employers have to compete in the marketplace for good, skilled workers. So why initially the employer doesn't know very little about the person he hires, once he has established that person is reliable and dependable, he wants to keep them. And he keeps them by raising their hourly pay or salary and promoting them into more responsible jobs as they learn skills. It's not hard to understand. And as that happens, guess what? You earn a living wage because you're going to be making a lot more as opposed to the person that just graduated from high school or college with no skills. and no record of achievement and no experience. Now, if the let's say the minimum wage were doubled, let's say the president, I don't think the president is going to do this, but he could. Let's say instead of $7.50 an hour, it went to $15 an hour. In the example I used yesterday of two people that work at a local, let's say, hamburger joint, whether it's McDonald's or Burger King, whatever. If the federal government mandates a minimum wage of, let's say, $15, an employer has two employees each earning $7.50 that are working on a shift, what is he going to do? Most of the time, what he's going to do is fire one of those people. So if you're lucky and keep your job, yeah, your pay doubles. But for the unlucky person that was fired, they now are earning zero. And also keep in mind about other people that are looking for a job. It means it's more and more difficult for people that are looking for their first job to find it. That's why the teenage rate, unemployment rate, has been so high. So an increase in the minimum wage will result in more unemployment, especially those that least can afford to be unemployed and they're looking for their first chance at on the ladder of success. And that ladder is going to be raised up. But we're going to see some good intent, you know, well-meaning, good-intentioned people will be clapping the president for proposing an increase in the minimum wage. I wish they would wake up. I would wish they would look around and understand what's going on. Because what's that going to mean? It's going to mean unemployment amongst people that are actually employed today, most of them part-time, at the minimum wage. And it's only going to make it that much more difficult for people that are new entrants to the labor market to find a job. So instead of creating jobs, he'll be destroying jobs and making the opportunities for those seeking their first-time job just that more difficult. See, it's not enough to be well-intentioned. Results count. Consequences count. And the consequences, the economic consequences of raising the minimum wage above the market level for new entrants is more unemployment. And that is really a consensus view of most professional economists. I'm not saying all, but most. So that's going to be in the State of the Union message. But also, what most people are anticipating is President Obama is going to push for a comprehensive immigration reform bill. Really push it. That would not surprise me at all. That's what he wants. Because one of his other constituency, besides the unions, are those that want illegal aliens to be granted either amnesty, in other words, become a citizen immediately, or have a so-called pathway to citizenship, usually over a period of time. And that's most of the progressives in Congress, as well as most of the people in the Democratic Party. That's what they're for. And of course they're for it, because they think this is the way to power, to keep them in power, really, for decades. That's what it's all about. And what does that do? Who does this hurt? It hurts the same people that are unskilled, the same people that are looking for those minimum wage jobs. Because instead of 11 million, because the 11 million is a bogus number, A, you're going to have more people, more illegal aliens crossing the border or flying in and overstaying their visa. And that's somewhere between 30 and 50 million, not 11 million. Don't believe the 11 million number. It's a propaganda. It's the big lie. It's the big lie that keeps being repeated and repeated and repeated. Why do you think the United States economy has been stagnating? Really for 12 years, primarily over the last five. Why? There are three reasons. One is government spending is out of control. And that's evidenced by year after year for the last 12, 13 years. We've had huge and growing deficits where the government spends more money than it takes in tax revenues. And today, for every dollar the United States is spending, 35 cents approximately has to be borrowed. That's how bad it is. And that's why for the first 4 years, we were running deficits of over a trillion. Last fiscal year, it got a little bit better. It's about $680 billion, at least according to the report of the Treasury Department that I looked at. The government needs to balance its budgets, just like every individual, family, household, college, school, city, state, counties. They need to balance your budget, charities, churches. Because if you don't balance your budget, what happens? You ultimately fail. You go bankrupt. And that's what's staring us in the face today. So the number one reason that we've had a so-called persistently high unemployment rate has been out-of-control government spending. And that's why we've had such a high unemployment rate, above 6%. And remember, if it's at 6% above, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of immigrants, we allow 250,000. And that was the average for over 120 years. And again, it goes up and down, but it's a good number. But in terms of illegal immigrants, I need to correct myself, illegal aliens, and I really call them criminal aliens because that's what they are, the number should be zero. Not 250,000, not 500,000 if unemployment is 3% or less, but zero. Now, are we ever going to get to zero? No. Not the way we're doing it now, because if the so-called comprehensive immigration reform is passed, the United States will be a magnet, a continuing magnet for illegal aliens entering the country. The only way you're going to stop illegal immigration is deport them, most of them, all of them. And I like to say, in most states, including Texas, the roads run both ways. Either walk, take a bus, get in one of your pickup, and drive to wherever you came from, or fly to wherever you are from. And that requires that the federal government enforce existing law vigorously, which they are not. They didn't do it under Bush, and they did not do it under Obama. And yes, I know that we've had deportations. The problem is, when you're only getting at best one out of four, and it's usually one out of five or one out of six, that's not good enough. The deportation number should be five or six times what they are today. That would be enforcement. We don't have it. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting in Dallas, Texas, which is one of these sanctuary cities, and we have a number of them, including New York, Chicago, San Francisco, San Diego, Miami, you name it, that welcome illegal aliens. Encourage them to come to Dallas, come to New York, come to L.A., come to San Francisco, come to Miami. Why? Yes, the Democrats want them as potential voters, ultimately. But businesses want them for cheap labor, a cheap and compliant labor force. That's what's going on now. Now, what's breaking news is that the leadership of the Republican Party, and never underestimate the stupidity of the Republican Party, especially the leadership. For many years, I voted Republican. I gave up on them because under Bush, President Bush, George W., fiscal responsibility went out the window. As a direct result of the leadership, so-called leadership of President Bush and the Republicans in the Senate and the House, many of them that are still there are still part of the problem. They ran massive deficits, not as high as Barack Obama. He's in a league by himself, but they were stunningly large, hundreds of billions of dollars. I said, enough is enough. I'm a principal conservative or a principal classical liberal. Some people would call me a libertarian. I believe in small government. I believe in balanced budgets. I believe in limited government, constitutional government. And government spending really became out of control under the Bush administration, especially his second term. And there are other reasons I left, but that was the primary one. The second one was illegal immigration. Now, what have I seen? Have the Republicans gotten religion? Some of them have, but most of them haven't. They haven't balanced the budget. They haven't really demanded the enforcement of immigration laws. What's being rumored right now is the Republicans' leadership in the House, namely John Boehner, wants to pass piecemeal legislation that will give the illegal aliens legal status. What that means is they can work here. And for many of the illegals, that's what they want, because many of them don't want to become U.S. citizens. They want to go back to Mexico or Central America or South America, wherever they came from. And that's about three quarters come from Mexico, Central America, and South America, and the Caribbean. That's 75, close to 80%. They don't want to become U.S. citizens. Some of them do, but many of them don't. They want to go home. They want legal status so they can work here legally. That is rewarding criminal behavior. And if you reward criminal behavior, what do you get? You get more criminal behavior. Is that what the American people want? No, absolutely not. They do. Do I need to say it again? There are four limited, controlled, legal immigration. And we have more than that. We're allowing more than 1 million people into this country every year. Most Americans would say somewhere between 250,000 and 500,000 is okay. But once you go above a 500,000, fewer and fewer Americans favor higher numbers. The ones that do are the large corporations, especially those in the technical fields. You see, it's the large corporations, as well as some businesses that are medium and small, that want illegal aliens to have legal status, because that really would simplify the lives of those large corporations. They wouldn't, because they know today if they hire an illegal alien and they're caught at it, they face prosecution. That's a felony. That's a crime. That's a fine, and maybe even they could be sent to jail. Rarely happens, but it could. So they want their lives simplified, and they want to take advantage of cheap, compliant labor, namely illegal aliens, by giving them, rewarding them with the legal status so they can work in the United States legally. That's rewarding criminal behavior while hurting the American worker, the American people. That is what they favor. Both the Democrats and, unfortunately, a significant number of Republicans, especially in the leadership. Now, not all Republicans. There are definitely over 100 Republicans that are adamantly against this. Now, I need to say this. I'm a libertarian or classical liberal, and there are some classical liberals and libertarians that are for open borders. If we did not have a welfare state, I might be in agreement with that, with some very important provisos. But as long as we have an extensive welfare state with a lot of entitlement programs on top of that, I, as a classical liberal or libertarian, oppose it, because that attracts people that want those welfare benefits. And what did I say? The United States, for all practical purposes, is bankrupt. By the end of the year, actually within 6 months, we'll have over $18 trillion of outstanding debt, national debt. And that does not include so-called unfunded liabilities for the major entitlements of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, which are over, and Obamacare, which is over $120 trillion. We're broke. We don't have the money. The absolutely last thing we need to do is encourage illegal aliens, most of them, not all of them, which are illiterate, unskilled, don't speak our language, and I don't care if they're hardworking, nice people. That's not the point. We're the laughing stock of the world. Because all other countries vigorously enforce their immigration laws as a matter of policy and national sovereignty. Why? Because they look after their citizens. And that's all I'm asking, and that's all the American people are asking. But the Republican Party is really, their leadership wants to push granting of legal status to illegal aliens. I am adamantly opposed to that. Adamantly opposed. I'm also opposed to raising the number of legal immigration to more than a million. It should be less. The rumors I'm hearing that the president is going to propose, we'll see tonight, that the number of legal immigrants into the United States be increased to as high as 3 million. And the reason he proposes that over a 10-year period, if you did that, that would be an additional 20 million. And that would take a good chunk of those illegal aliens that are here today. Make them, in essence, put them at the back of the line. That's backdoor amnesty as far as I'm concerned. Backdoor amnesty. So most Americans are opposed to a pathway to citizenship. They're opposed to amnesty. And what they're demanding, not asking, demanding of their elective representatives is the enforcement, the vigorous enforcement of existing immigration law. And it's very simple. During the Great Depression in the 30s, we had strict enforcement. Why? We had over 25, at one period in 1933, we had nearly 25% of Americans couldn't find jobs, one out of four. And that's when we had 13 million people unemployed. Today, if there are over 25 to 30 million Americans that are looking for a permanent full-time job today and can't find it. Some are completely unemployed. Some are working part-time. But they can't find a good-paying, permanent, full-time job. And part of the problem is over the last, really, 15, actually, to be fair about this, over the last almost 25 years, gradually, the numbers of both legal immigrants as well as illegal aliens has gone up, up, and up. It's out of control. Spending is out of control. Illegal aliens are out of control. It's an invasion, folks. It's the responsibility under the Constitution of the United States for the federal government to protect the states against invasion. Whether it's 10 million, 20 million, 30, 40, or 50 million illegal aliens, that, ladies and gentlemen, constitutes an invasion of our country, and it needs to be stopped. And if the Republicans are stupid enough to get behind this, two things are going to happen. They are going to split the Republican Party. They will lose the conservatives. They will lose principled libertarians, and they will lose the Tea Party. Why? They'll stay home. They are simply out of their mind to do this. As far as I'm concerned, the leadership of the Republican Party, guys, are you that stupid? Apparently you are. And why are they doing it? Short term, they get big campaign contributions from the large corporations in the U.S. Chamber and their members. They're selling out the American people, the American worker, the general welfare of the country, so they can stay in power and get larger campaign contributions. That's what's in it for them and the so-called leadership of the Republican Party. And they're coming out with a set of principles. It's not a set of principles. They're traitors to the American people. They should be ashamed of themselves if they do this. They're selling out their children and your children and your grandchildren so they can stay in power. How dare they? And they're stupid because at best, they'll get a third of those illegal aliens as voters. And that's the other reason they're doing it. Well, we need to get the Hispanic vote. Guess what? You're going to lose the white vote, and you're going to lose the citizens that are Hispanic vote if you vote for this, because they get hurt. All Americans across the board, from the lowest wage manual labor to the highest, get hurt. It's time that the leadership of the Republican Party stand up and be counted instead of selling out the American people, because that's what it is. And if you want to join those Democrats that are trying to pass so-called comprehensive immigration, why don't you just change parties? Because they are worse. Who does it really hurt if we have comprehensive immigration reform? Let me tell it with no sugarcoating. It hurts blacks, it hurts Hispanics the most, and it hurts poor whites the most. Those are the people that are going to be hurt by comprehensive immigration reform, because they're going to have 30, 40, or 50 million additional people to compete with for lower wages. It's about time the blacks and Hispanic citizens of this country wake up. You're being sold out by the Democratic Party, and unfortunately, you're also might be sold out by the Republican Party. It's time for you to wake up and make it known that you do not want and do not favor comprehensive immigration reform, which is another way of saying citizenship for illegal aliens, citizenship for criminals, citizenship for people that break into the country and steal your jobs from you. You should be an incensed outrage for this scandal. The so-called ruling elite is becoming despicable. It really does not care for the welfare of the American people. And there will be a political price paid. There's a reason why more and more people are not affiliated with either the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, that they're independent, because they've seen what the leadership, so-called leadership in Washington, is doing, selling them out for either more campaign contributions or potentially votes so they can stay in power. This is a travesty, a travesty. It's shameful what the leadership, starting with the president, starting with the senators, the majority of senators that are Democrats, as well as apparently now some Republicans, including the Speaker of the House. I urge you to throw these Democrats and Republicans out of office. They're not helping you, they're not helping me, they're not helping the United States of America. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. I hope you enjoy today's show. I hope it's been educational, enlightening, and a little bit entertaining. Now, back to the music.